Colin, welcome to the program.
I hope you can hear me, guys, and good to be talking to you. I'm just on in a windy area, so I hope it's okay.
We'll get through it, mate. We might start with Elliot Yeo, a young gun who has decided to leave the Brisbane Lions, and we believe a three-year deal is in play at the Eagles.
That's good information. Look, he's been offered a three-year contract to come and play for the West Coast, and hopefully the West Coast, the Brisbane Lions, can get together next week and get the deal done quickly.
On your thoughts and the conversations you've had, you're quietly confident that the Lions will be able to work something out to make sure Elliot gets to Western Australia?
Everyone's quietly confident before Monday starts, but things change rapidly come Monday morning. So I'm unsure. Look, I hope they do. Look, I think Brisbane's still going to have one more chat to Elliot before he makes his final decision. I'm just away from Perth for a few days, so I'll catch up with Elliot on Monday morning back in Perth. And I'm fairly sure that, well, I hope, you know, Robbie Kerr's a pretty good operator, as is Craig Bozzo, so I'm hoping the deal will get done quickly.
What is the reason Elliot wants out of Brisbane? Is it just to get back home? Or is he disenchanted with the way the football club is up there? Because he's still a young man.
He only made his decision quite at the end of the year, and I know most of the players do, but he actually was quite comfortable with where the club was at, with Vossi and then Mark Harvey, you know, fitting in towards the end of the season. So Elliot was pretty comfortable with that. But, you know, when I caught up with him when he got home, he'd been home for 2 or 3 weeks, his just body language and persona was quite relaxed, and he just felt comfortable being at home, and he just felt better being at home around friends and family. And one of the biggest issues is that, you know, when you're in interstate, you lose a lot of contact with your friends from day to day, and your whole life's quite insular around the club. You live with teammates, you know, you play footy with your teammates, and you don't really go out. When you do go out, you go out with the teammates. So when you go home, you've just got other options to do. You play golf with school friends, or get away from the everyday life of footy.
Big Robbie Warnock, they've got a lot of ruckmen at Carlton. Is he going to remain a Carlton player next season?
Yes, I would imagine so. I haven't heard. This is the first time it's been brought up, and his season, towards the end of the season, Robbie finished off the season really well. You know, he still hasn't had a real pre-season. I'm imagining this year he'll have a massive pre-season with Carlton and deliver. You know, I thought towards the end of the season he's wrapped up. I didn't think it was coincidental that Carlton started coming good when he came into the ruck. I thought he was getting the ball first down to the midfielders, and that's why they got going. That was my personal opinion anyway.
Exploring other options is the cool thing to say nowadays in the AFL. Is Travis Collier one of these guys that might explore other options, Colin?
Oh, look, the Essendon boys have been fairly committed to the club, and he's at the moment he's actually in discussions with another club, and he'll probably make his mind up sometime today, I hope.
Now, the rumour getting around, or Josh Marnie was on Gillette Trade Radio earlier this week, and he said it's highly likely that they will trade the number 2 draft pick. And when I hear the words highly likely, I assume that a deal looks to almost have been done. I've tried to work out who it might be, and in my recommendation, or in my thinking, David Swallow is the man who they're going to go after, and I believe they may have already had a chat to him at all. Have the D's at all had a chat to the Suns and David Swallow?
Not at all. He's David's in Rome.
Yes.
And he's doing life, and there is no chance from the Gold Coast point of view that he'll be anywhere else but the Gold Coast next year.
All right, we can knock him off. So
the
that's
player.
Right. So they're easily done. I had a few text messages yesterday, as you can imagine.
Yep.
So towards the end of the day, it gained a lot of fuel, so I actually rang up Scotty Clayton and Bluey, and they'd heard it, they were mystified by it, and I don't think he's going anywhere.
Players who are 6'4" and can run and can jump and kick the footy are very high in demand. David Myers is one of those guys from the Bombers, and he's been bandied around a bit. Where does he sit at the moment?
David obviously was picked at pick 6 in the draft some years ago to play in the midfield. Essendon do have an abundance of midfielders, and you read everything in the media, but I believe they've had a chat to a few other midfielders. I think David's just having a discussion with the club at the moment in regards to where they see him play, and then you'll either stay at the club or ask to be traded. So I'd say that would happen in 24 hours.
So David would be very keen to move on because he feels he wants to play in the midfield and those opportunities at the Bombers aren't there.
Well, look, that's just some of the things that's going through his mind at the moment. They only finished the best and fairest on Wednesday night, so I think he had a chat to Goody on Wednesday, and I haven't spoken to him. I'm catching up with him in Perth on Monday as well.
From Essendon's point of view, is he a required player?
I'd say he would be.
Now, Colin, we do appreciate your time as always. Jack Darling, one of your men, is he?
Yes, he is.
have the Hawthorn Football Club tried to work out a deal where they can get Jack Darling to Glen Ferry in 2014?
No. Jack's also in Spain at the moment. Yep. I haven't spoken to Hawthorn about Jack Darling.
They haven't even picked up the phone and just asked Jack Darling?
No, not at all. Cool. No, he's got one year to go, and I'd be surprised if West Coast would let him go and pick one.
How do you go dealing with the players when one of them's in Rome, one of them's in Spain? You might need to give them a buzz pretty early in the morning. It might be 4 a.m. over there. How does that go?
Well, I texted David yesterday and said there's an abundance of rumours about you going to been thrown up and push squash it. They're just rumours. Jack's, I haven't heard it. This is the first time his name's been mentioned in trade, going into trade week. So, look, I've got power of attorney for players. You're never sure. If something, never sure you've got it under control. Something might pop up tomorrow on Monday. And, like Buddy going to Sydney, I wouldn't have picked that in a million years. I thought GWS was all over it. So you just never know. Something might pop up. So we've got power of attorney forms. Obviously, the key players like the Sanderlands and the Ballantines and players like that are unlikely to go anywhere. So seriously, you get a feel for players if they'll move or won't move. But we'll see Monday. It'll be quite an exciting 3 weeks.
If the right deal was to come up, would David be interested in coming here to be closer to his brother?
Oh, at the moment, he's pretty comfortable on the Gold Coast. He's enjoying their season. They've had some success. He's contracted for another year. I know the Gold Coast would be keen to lock him away if he decides too early next year. Playing with his brother is something that's in the back of his mind, and I know him and Andrew have met and discussed that through media outlets over the last 12 months. Going home's a factor as well. He's very close to his family and friends, as like Elliot. But they're a pretty tight group up here on the Gold Coast. Actually, that's where I am right now. I'd be surprised if the Gold Coast lose too many players over the next couple of years because of how tight they are.
I continue to hear this Jack Darling thing. I've just had another text through, Colin. Has there been another Melbourne club that have inquired about Jack Darling and his availability for next year?
No one's rang me. Actually, cool. The phone's been fairly quiet this week, I must admit. David, the first time my phone went rampant was yesterday with David Swallow. So, no calls from Jack, nothing at all.
Just before we let you go, mate, congratulations on the Reece Conker deal as well, because there was some talk that he was getting a fair bit of offer, in particular from the West Coast Eagles, and he seemed fairly happy to stay at Punt Road.
Well, that's all credit to the Richmond Footy Club. They've really got a solid group down there, and Dan Richardson's come out start of the year and said that they're all going to have to take a little bit less to stay. Some players will cop that, some won't. Reece certainly copped it, wants to be a part of the Richmond Football Club's success. And it's full credit to the Richmond Footy Club and how Dan Richardson's going right now with the club.
Hey, Colin, we appreciate your time taking our call early. We actually thought we were calling you at 7:30 in Perth, mate, but since you're on the Gold Coast...
Back in Perth tomorrow, mate, just on the Gold Coast with Brandon McHugh at the moment. He's not going anywhere, by the way.
Just down on the beach, eh?
Brandon McHugh is right where he is then?
Power of attorney for him, so he's not going anywhere. Just joking.
I tell you what, Brownie, this is what makes it easier when the manager just tells us who's not going anywhere, saves us asking questions. Hey, hey, Colin, thanks, mate. We appreciate taking a call.
Okay, see you guys.